Today's devotional is based on John 3, verses 22 to 30, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. James Graham. Life has its ups and downs, personally, politically, globally. By the time you read this Advent reflection, written much earlier, you may have been called to a new, highly regarded position, or not. We may have elected new political leadership, or not. The coronavirus of 2020 may have been successfully dealt with, or not. Advent means coming. Something is always coming, but what comes is not always what we want or are looking for. Israel's anticipated Messiah was one who would be a king of glory, a lord of hosts, mighty, powerful, exalted. But what came was a powerless baby, born in a barn of poor parents, who would later enter Jerusalem's gates, not riding in a chariot as a conquering king, but as a lowly servant sitting on a donkey's colt. He came, he said, not to be served, but to serve. That is what true leadership at any level looks like. Advent gives us the opportunity to get our priorities straight, to exalt the one who came with great humility to be our Lord, to humble ourselves to positions of servanthood, and to call on the powerful of this world to do the same. John the Baptist got it right. When told that people were flocking to someone else, he told them, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Let us pray. Humbling God, humble us. Lord of all, continue to serve us and save us from ourselves, from a sense of importance and pride, from failure to recognize who and whose we are, and from too often letting ourselves slip into thinking it's all about me. Show us how to get out of the way of your coming among us once more, that we may show forth in the way we serve that it is really all about you. Amen.